a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome to the Utah Puck Report. We're down to the wire for the Utah Grizzlies, so we thought it'd be a great time to bring in head coach Ryan Konasiewicz. Head coach and like general manager, vice president, you're the guy, right, Ryan?
Yeah, I wear a lot of hats around here, yeah.
the joys of minor league hockey, you get to learn and do just all kinds of stuff. I'm sure there's a lot of times where you're finding yourself doing stuff that you never knew you'd be doing as a head coach.
Yeah, there's never a dull day around here.
Yeah.
Especially this year, there's been so much going on. So many injuries, call-ups. It's just every year has its own feel to it. And, you know, we've managed to get this far. And, you know, I'm proud of this group. And obviously this weekend, the ball's in our hands. It's up to us if we want to get into the dance or not, you know.
So let's talk about that. You've got playoffs. I was looking at the standings right before we went on the air, and there are like four teams within 2 points of each other from third, fourth, fifth, sixth place, right? Like you guys are neck and neck with a bunch of teams. Idaho's basically running away with it. They've somehow produced a powerhouse team this year, which as we know is awesome during the regular season, but you never know what that's going to produce during the playoffs. Yeah. There's a lot of teams, and you guys play Wednesday, Friday, Saturday against Tulsa.
Tulsa, yeah.
And what do you have to do from here to make the playoffs? Win out?
So to guarantee a playoff spot if we win all three. If we win two, we'd probably need Wichita or Rapid to lose a game or Kansas City. Yeah, so it's tight, but I mean, we hold the cards here. If we win out, we're in. So it's a good spot to be in.
A little bit different than your first year of coaching, where you guys just had an amazing regular season. You seem to have such a unique group on the ice, and you and I talked about this a little bit last year. There's a chemistry that sometimes just clicks, and then sometimes how hard is it when you have so many pull-ups, so many injuries, and then we know that during the offseason you lost Mason Manek, who looked like he was a real character guy in the locker room. Is it just impossible to try to sit there and balance and figure out who's going to work well in the locker room as well as on the ice?
Yeah, each year in this league is you kind of hit the reset button, you know? And it's tough. Every day is different in this league. You know, one day you're happy and you got all your guys, and next day two guys are injured, two guys are called up, and it just seems like that's been one of those years for us. But, you know, we've found a way, like I said, to be in this position, and, you know, we win these games we're in, and, you know, our group's really excited about that and they're pretty focused.
Yeah. You seem to have a really good group of guys. I'm lucky because I get to, you know, sometimes come in and practice with you guys and get to know some of the guys and maybe see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And You've got some real characters and character guys, but characters too. Lucas reminds me a lot of I'm trying to think of, there was a goalie. We had Igor Bobkov was a goalie that was here years ago. Just, you know, you definitely knew when he was around, very, very loud and funny and entertaining. So he's fun to have around. Then you've got like such solid goaltending. You have three goalies that are all three of them could be your number one. So that's pretty lucky to have, right? Especially at this level.
Yeah, we've had an amazing goaltender trio. We knew they would be good. They've the first half of the year wasn't, and I think they'd probably agree, it wasn't their best half. But, you know, they've come on strong here in the second half and, you know, obviously produced a lot more wins for us. And, you know, we did a good job climbing up in the standings. We were, you know, in January there, things were looking pretty grim, but, you know, we turned things around and, yeah, it's a fight every day, but, you know, it's a good fight to be in. You know, some teams are already, you know, booking flights home for players and, you know, they're already mathematically out. So to be, you know, from the first half we had with injuries and everything, I mean, the injuries in the second half have piled up here too, but that's just part of the game. And that next man up mentality, you know, kind of what we've always had here is shining through right now.
Yeah. I mean, I was in the locker room and saw some of the struggles like with Johnny Walker and seeing how frustrated he was with his injury. And like, he's working hard to try to get back in the lineup and wants to be involved with the team. The team seems to want him to be there, but man, when you're hurt and you're playing such a physical game, there's not much you can do.
Yeah. And he plays a tough brand. Obviously he's been out of our lineup now for the past few weeks, and I don't really see him returning this season unless a miracle happens. So, and we got a couple other guys in that boat that we've lost some pretty key guys at a key time. But you know, we've gone out and signed a few guys out of college and major junior, and it's kind of bolstered our lineup for the time being. So, you know, losing camps.
When you see the college season ending and major juniors ending, you're watching guys, you know, what do you go after? How do you start looking for guys? What do you decide, like, this is the guy we're going to bring in? Or like, is it through contacts or is it just from watching games?
A lot of it's contacts and trying to find guys that have played with them. You know, the hockey world's small, so you can typically find a guy that's been in a locker room with that guy and get a character reference from him. And you know, we look for guys that are going to fit in kind of seamlessly. And, you know, we got this, Mick Mesner came in, played with Christian Simeone at Merrimack. We got, Nolan Ritchie, who came out of Brandon. He was a captain there. Miner and Shearer and Jameson all skate with him in the summer. And then, Mayhew played with, right at DU. And then obviously Luke Martin, we had them all year last year. So it was nice to add those four guys. And we'll have another guy coming down tomorrow, so which will be a big help up front for us.
Yeah, you'd think, you know, I a lot of the message boards and the Facebook, and a lot is just they get frustrated. A lot of the fans are like, oh, why did this happen? Or why did this player move or whatever? And everybody thinks it's so easy, but they don't know, like, how hard it is. You know, you've got a jigsaw puzzle every day, basically, that you have to find pieces to fit. And sometimes they don't always fit, but you've got holes that you got to plug for, like we keep talking about. So you've done an amazing job this year of just constantly looking for guys to bring in. The Avalanche seem to, you know, really borrow, especially Trent Miner. Like, he seems to be going up and down every other week.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the nature of the business, that, you know, teams are always pulling from us. And we've had, you know, Kyle Betts went up to Belleville. He played two games for us this year, went up to Belleville, you know, after two games, and he'll be the player returning tomorrow.
Okay.
Which is a massive add for us, the center iceman. And, you know, Brandon Cutler's been up most of the year. So these are ECHL guys that, you know, you expect to lose your two-way guys, but, you know, for Cutler and Betts, like, it's good for them to get a look, you know. That's why some of these guys sign ECHL deals and kind of bet on themselves. And that's the business that we're in. And, you know, we've managed to make it this far. And, you know, I feel pretty confident in this weekend and getting into the playoffs.
That's awesome. One of the other big things that came up, you made a move a couple weeks ago that nobody saw coming, sending a player to Cincinnati, a good player, you know, putting up a lot of points, and you end up getting – and he was already up in the AHL, so he wasn't really with you at the time, but then you end up getting Mason Mannix's rights back, and Mason played last year and a little bit, like a couple games the season before, fan favorite, local kid. Can I just ask, like, what was your plan there? And is there any hope of seeing Mason this season?
So that trade was, you know, we were not expecting Andrew back for the regular season. So we thought we'd make a move. And we got Mason's rights in that move, as well as another player who we'll get at the end of the year. The idea behind Mason was, let's grab his rights back. He's here. If he wants to play, great. If not, I totally understand. You know, he's going to school. But if he had that itch, then it was just one more weapon that we had. And I don't think we'll see him this year. You know, he's pretty busy with his school. But I just wanted to make sure we had that option covered if it was going to come true.
And if it doesn't work this year, you still have his rights for next year. So if he has more of an idea that, you know, hey, I figured out my school schedule a little bit better, maybe I can actually do this thing, that's a possibility for next year, right?
Well, we won't have his rights, actually, because he didn't play this year. He'll end up being a free agent on July 1st. So we could talk with him contracts. Obviously, I love Mason. He's a huge part of this team last year. He's an unbelievable kid. And I'm sure if he's going to play anywhere, he'd love to play in front of his hometown.
Yeah, and that's like instant 20 season tickets just to his family, right? Like,
well, I think it's instant suite.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think they ended up getting a suite last year. So, you know, it was pretty cool seeing you know, a dream come true for him. Obviously, to play in the Maverick Center and to have the season he had, it was pretty special. It was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun for us too. I mean, obviously, you know, like, his parents are some of my best friends, and I see him all the time. And just watching Mason grow up since such a little kid, and being—I think I've told the story before, when he was a little kid and he made the junior Grizzlies, and they're like 10, 12 years old, whatever. And we all gave our kids cell phones at that age. People thought we were crazy, but they carried it with them everywhere they went, and we could track them everywhere they went. That was my whole, you know.
Yeah.
But Mason's voicemail at like 12 years old was like, "Hi, this is Mason Mannix from the Utah Grizzlies." So, like, he wanted to be a Grizzly for as long as I can remember. So, man, it was magical for all of us. And I think everybody's just hoping to see, like, I think we're going to beg him all summer to just give it another go. But
yeah, I know he made a life choice. Obviously, he has his schooling covered from the Western Hockey League. And, you know, once he's done with school, he's got that to fall back on. He's only going to be, you know, 24, 25 if he wanted to come back and play. So I think he made a great choice, you know, and he obviously got married this summer. And, you know, Mason's a pretty strong-headed kid and knows what he wants in life. And if the door's always open for him here, though.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Ryan, we're excited about this weekend. Again, it's Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. I'm going to have tickets to give away on the Utah Puck Report and KSL, 103.5 The Arrow, FM 100. Like, we're all giving away and promoting the games all week. And
I think Saturday's Star Wars night too.
Oh, that's my night.
Yeah, and that's usually between that and Guns and Hoses, it's usually the top ticket during the year. So I'm expecting pretty big crowds this weekend. So it should be a great atmosphere for our team to get the fans into it. And yeah, I'm expecting good things this week.
Well, us too, man. We're You know, all of Utah is behind you. We're excited about what's going on. We're excited to be in the building. And honestly, if you guys were just, if this was a weekend and you were already out of it, or you were already guaranteed, it'd just be another weekend. But with so much on the line, I look forward to this kind of hockey. This is already playoff hockey. It's more intense. Everything matters. Star Wars night. It just seems like a lot more fun, and it's going to be awesome. So we'll give away tickets. Tickets are for sale still. I don't think Saturday's sold out yet. So we'll get everybody that's listening. If you're looking for something to do, I mean, you got to go. This is playoff hockey, and Utah Grizzlies fighting for playoff berth or playoff rights. And come out and check out a game. Ryan, you got anything else you want to say to everybody before we let you go?
No, I just, I would urge, like you said, urge people to come out. You know, even the Wednesday's game's just as important as Friday, Saturday. So, you know, the more people in here, the more life it's going to bring to our team. And, we should be flying around looking good this week.
Nice. Well, we're going to rock that Maverick Center this weekend. I'll be there Wednesday night for sure. Coach Kanasiewicz, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're busy and things are crazy right now, but we appreciate you coming on the show again.
Yeah, thanks for having me as always.
Okay, that is the Utah Puck Report.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.